Hey, I'm Jad Abumrad.
I'm Robert Krulwich.
This is Radiolab Today.
We are continuing our search for ways to, outside oneself, solve the problems going on inside oneself.
Ooh, that was nicely done. Now, thinking back to Oliver Sacks' story that we heard at the top of the last segment, this notion that one might use terror to broker a relationship with one's creative self or one's perhaps addicted self. Let's take that idea and kick it up a notch.
All right,
let's maybe two notches.
Let's go. I mean,
for that we go to reporter Gregory Warner,
reporter with Marketplace.
Though Marketplace was nice enough to let us borrow him for this story he's about to tell.
Right. Now you understand that I have no idea, Gregory, none whatever, what is you're about to tell me. I've been purposely kept in the dark.
Yes.
Unless, of course, you have already told me somewhere on the street somewhere.
No, I'm sure you've forgotten that.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay.
So, Greg, just set it up. How did you find out about this?
I heard about it while washing dishes, actually. Oh. My wife was telling me about a friend's ex-boyfriend who was an alcoholic.
Friend's ex-boyfriend.
Friend's ex-boyfriend is an alcoholic in Russia. He's Russian. Uh-huh. And this man didn't want to drink anymore. And so the treatment that he got was to have a capsule surgically inserted under the skin, some kind of chemical compound that if he drank again, this capsule would explode into his bloodstream and kill him.
What? Which he was given a bomb.
Yeah.
That would be triggered by his bad behavior.
Exactly.
And that's all you knew.
That's all I knew.
Well, but wait a second. Who would do this? Who did he go to?
Well, that's what I... Fortunately, I was on my way to Russia.
Oh.
And what was the question in your mind?
Was this real?
Check.
So, like, I get to Moscow, and I hired a fixer interpreter. Her name's Anna Masterova.
It's hard to tell what street I'm on right now.
She had found this clinic that does this treatment. We go in through the gate.
We call this area Lungs of Moscow.
The Lungs of Moscow.
Because the wind is coming through this area. It's kind
and
of
we arrive
southwest
at this sort of large house, a kind of a drab exterior. They usher us immediately into a waiting room. There's a fish tank, there are plants.
Wow.
Pretty lush.
So it wasn't very hospitally?
No, not very hospitally. Very, very comfortable.
You guys are real lazy fish.
And then,
we're
summoned.
Hi, my name is...
The head doctor is named...
Vyacheslav.
Vyacheslav Davidov. He greets us. We come into his pretty spare office.
Either way.
Can you describe Vyacheslav Davidov?
He looks actually exactly as you'd guess a Russian psychotherapist narcologist would look.
I have no guess for that.
What is that? Yeah.
Maybe I take that back. He's got a pointy beard and he's got a bulbous head.
Идет химическая реакция.
Bright, bright green eyes.
С этим препаратом. То есть это препарат.
This man is a doctor.
And this man is absolutely a doctor.
Но обычно
there are degrees on the wall.
Вшивается в мягкие ткани.
So usually this capsule is inserted into the buttocks.
Поэтому и назвали торпеда.
Actually, that's why it was called a torpedo. Because it is placed in a person's butt and kept the way a torpedo in a submarine is kept.
In your butt?
Well, under the skin. If
under,
you
oh.
And how does, if the person drinks, does it make them sick or does it make them die?
Исключить смерть нельзя.
He said, you know, it doesn't, it shouldn't kill you.
One can never exclude death, but of course the doctor is not going to kill his patient.
Очень плохо.
But person will feel very bad, extremely bad.
Ну все, что угодно, но...
You will have,
скажем так,
pains, almost unbearable pains.
Живот болит, голова...
Accelerated heart rate,
останавливает...
Shortness of breath,
everything.
Nausea,
stomach,
vomiting, throbbing headache,
headache,
visual disturbance,
все,
mental confusion,
you can't breathe,
and circulatory collapse.
And these medicine can remain in the body from a short period of time to like 3 years, for instance.
But the pill is real?
Well, so that's exactly what I asked him next.
Is the capsule in some way a placebo?
Placebo? Нет, это не плацебо.
Нет, it's not a placebo.
It's not a placebo.
Выпейте на один день.
If you don't believe, I can give you a pill, and that will be like coding for one day.
Okay.
Wait.
And you agreed?
You took the freaking pill?
I said I would. And can you give me a pill that would last 3 years?
Вы бы дали мне таблетку, которая 3 года действует?
Если вы согласитесь.
If you agree.
Gregory,
you're
what the
crazy?
No,
person.
I'll tell you what I was thinking, because at this point, Davidov and I had been talking for like 2 hours, and he hadn't let me out of the office. I had asked to see the procedure room, I had asked to see the torpedo, and so I realized the only way to actually see it was to agree to have it done.
Oh.
You'll be a patient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, let's go.
We leave the office, we go down a hallway and up some stairs. There's no lush carpet, no fish tanks, no plants.
Was that someone screaming?
Yeah.
No, it's a psychiatric clinic.
Meanwhile, my translator is getting worried. She's like,
what if you meet a friend?
You know, if you meet a friend in Russia, you have to go drinking with them. I said, then, you know.
And I'll die in his arms.
So he leads me into this room. It looks, just like an exam room in a doctor's clinic. There's the sink and the nurse, the heart defibrillator machine.
Can I see the...
And he just immediately ignores me. Kind of picks up some instruments, washes his hands.
Can I see the torpedo?
He then turns and he says, yes, there is a cut. He does a stabbing motion with his hand.
Make a small cut.
This is how deep it is.
So he's going in?
Well, just before he's going to actually cut open my butt, and he does this with everybody, he gives you a pill, which is the same drug, but it only lasts for one day. And then he tests it.
He tests it.
How does that work?
So you take a pill and he'll give you a drop of
alcohol.
He puts just a drop of vodka.
Small drop of
on your tongue.
Alcohol.
Drop of vodka.
Once that drop of vodka hits my tongue, I will feel all those symptoms.
Your heart sinks. You can't breathe. In general, a person feels he's dying.
Живот болит, голова болит, сердце болит.
Sometimes people are so scared they urinate right here.
Maybe can I take it at home?
So I
actually no, I don't want to take it.
Chickened out.
I can't do it.
Whew.
I'm not strong enough.
He at that point realized he had won.
What is the tablet?
And he shows me the pill at this point.
This is what is inserted in the body.
Really? This is it? It's so
little.
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 About the size of a Tic Tac.
Oh. A Tic Tac.
Okay.
The Tic Tac torpedo. It comes right off the lips.
It turns out that inside that little pill is a very real drug. It's called disulfiram.
And it was actually a substance that was used in the rubber industry.
This is Eugene.
Eugene Reichel. I am an assistant professor at the University of Chicago.
He's writing a whole book about these treatment programs in Russia. He says this drug was discovered back in the early 1900s.
And they found that the workers in the rubber industry were unable to tolerate alcohol. This is kind of folk knowledge in that industry for a while.
So is it like, don't give that guy a beer, he works in rubber?
basically what disulfiram does is it creates a kind of toxic byproduct.
Disulfiram blocks a certain enzyme from being absorbed, and it causes all these very real symptoms.
So you'd get a little bit poisoned.
Yeah.
And is this used outside of these Russian clinics?
It is, but there is a big difference. Only in Russian clinics do they have these long-acting capsules.
A long-acting form of disulfiram, which is not something that exists. These subdermal implants, basically they don't actually release any disulfiram after, you know, the first week or something like that.
So if I had taken that drop of alcohol, then I would have felt all those symptoms, but it doesn't last for longer than a week.
Yeah. So effectively that's basically
scam. Kind of, I believe scam is the word you're looking for.
Like, how mainstream is this? I mean, is this the equivalent of like guava pills or whatever they are, where you can find them in like vitamin shops, but they're kind of fringy?
That's the thing, is that this is not fringy at all. You know, over 60% of the treatment methods offered by Russian narcologists.
Wow. 60? Yeah. Like more than half?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And Eugene emailed later to say he was just being conservative. The real number is closer to 80%.
Wow.
I had coded, which happened 15 years before he died.
My own translator, Anna, her uncle went through this procedure.
When he was drunk, he didn't care. Before, I remember my grandmother crying all the time because he could go fishing and then disappear for a night.
And this guy, textbook alcoholic.
Everybody knew that he was drunk.
Went through this coding procedure. It's called coding because it wasn't the drug form that goes in your butt. It was actually a kind of hypnotic suggestion that goes in your brain. But same general procedure.
Doctor in the white gown. He was doing something with his hands, some gestures in front of Sergei's face. And then Sergei closed his eyes and he had a feeling that some wicked force was pulled out of his body.
And this guy finished high school?
This guy was an aeronautical engineer.
Oh. My sense is that there's some people who suspend their disbelief because at some level they have the motivation to do that.
But if it only lasts a week, why wouldn't people, like after 2 weeks or a month or 6 months, just take a sip and realize, oh, nothing happened, and they just start drinking again.
Yeah. Well, some people do.
Some people do.
First of all, there are lots of people who do go to 12-step therapy and who do go
60%.
To...
60%. You said that...
80%.
Yeah, no. I know. It is very prevalent and very popular. So
when
no,
we listened to the story, we thought there's something Russian about this.
Yeah.
You know, that it's got a sense of submission and belief. All sort of asserted by a higher authority with no way to check or to second guess.
I mean, even the way in which repression is used instead of acceptance.
It just feels very Russian and wouldn't work in Manhattan, wouldn't work in Los Angeles, wouldn't work in Chicago.
I think that here's the distinction. In North America, the prevailing understanding of addiction is that it's a disease of denial. It's not about the substance as much as it is about the fact that you're kind of, you know, out of touch with some kind of truths about yourself and your condition. That's a radically different understanding of what the problem is than the one that underlies
it. I'm sorry to interrupt. As a skeptical American, I gotta say there is something about this treatment, this Russian treatment, that makes sense to me. Seems to me when you're in the grips of an addiction, you've already lost control of a certain part of yourself, or a part of yourself is already in control that shouldn't be, and you can try and kind of love that part and make peace with it and hug it and do the 12-step thing, or you can destroy it. You know, build a wall around it so that you don't have to deal with it.
That's what Davidoff is so good at, imprisoning that part of you.
Вы представляете, что такое панические атаки?
Do you know what attacks of panic are?
Страх. Очень сильный страх.
Страх?
Страх is fear.
Fear.
Very strong fear. Do you understand what it is?
Very strong fear.
This is when Dr. Davidoff told me that he had trained as a psychotherapist during the Soviet war in Afghanistan in the 80s. He says to me, imagine a situation where a soldier sees his friend on the road. He has mines tied to his body. He has no ears, no eyes, his legs are cut, but he's still alive. According to all rules, this kind of person should be taken to the hospital. But after seeing this, every soldier says to his friend, if you find me in this kind of condition, tortured by the Mujahideen, kill me. Just watching these tortures can drive a person crazy.
Is that just something he was having you imagine? Or are you saying that's something he saw?
That's something he saw. What he learned from the way in which these Mujahideen were fighting this war is that you can kill your enemy. That's one method of warfare. Or you can strike fear into the heart of your enemy and kill not only that soldier, but terrorize his whole platoon.
Что у нас управляет миром?
And what rules this world?
Страх.
Fear.
If he could make you afraid, he could change you.
This coding, it completely changed his life.
This is her uncle?
Yeah.
He became very... I had a feeling that he sort of discovered the life for himself once again. He started gardening. He started picking mushrooms.
Do you think coding worked?
I guess. Yeah, I don't know how it worked, but it did work for him. Because he hadn't drunk till the rest of his life.
Thanks, Greg.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
I gotta say that right there, that's a Ulysses contract.
Yes.
Except for, instead of the rope, you got fear.
Right, as opposed to, say, if Ulysses went through, you know, counseling about the sirens, and you know, it's not necessary. You know, in fact, the sirens aren't that hot. In fact, you'll die. Yeah, and they, you know, you really have a wife, and she's nice too.
Anyhow, thanks to Marketplace for letting us borrow Greg. Greg has a great series he's putting together on, what is it?
Yeah, a series of stories on Marketplace about the economics of healthcare in Russia.
Which you can get to from marketplace.org or also radiolab.org. And if you go there, you can subscribe to our podcast.
Even Wiley Ulysses' wife, Penelope, just signed up the other week.
I'm Jad Abumrad.
I'm Robert Krulwich.
Thanks for listening.
I'm Anna Masarova. Radiolab is produced by Jad Abumrad, Lynn Levy. Our staff includes Soren Wheeler,
Ellen Horn, Tim Howard, Brenna Farrell, and Pat Walters.
With help from Jessica Gross,
Douglas Smith,
Luke Calzanetti, and Abby Wendell.
Special thanks to Kate Edgar and Dennis McCarth. До свидания. Всем пока.
End of message.